Hong Kong opens the doors to business owners from overseas that are thinking about establishing effectively subsidiary or indeed remote or satellite operations of their foreign enterprises, large or small in actual fact. So in this instance where we have an entrepreneur who's in Europe and is seeking to establish a new business in Hong Kong, the Immigration Department are going to apply the approvability test under the investment visa regime. And the business investment visa approvability test is that you need to be able to show that you're in a position to make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. Now, if you are starting out fresh, as it were, and you're not having the benefit of an overseas business under your belt, effectively, the Immigration Department are looking for a certain set of approval markers to grant an investment visa. But where you've got ongoing operations overseas that are effectively going to be mirrored or going to be complementary to those overseas operations once established in Hong Kong, the Immigration Department are looking at that type of scenario with a different type of approach in relation to the approvability test. Yes, you still have to show that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, but the fact that you have a track record overseas, the fact that you're going to be bringing ostensibly the resources of that enterprise into Hong Kong, you're obviously going to be able to draw down on the revenues of that business and other good things that are going on commercially in that business are going to be transferred into Hong Kong to one degree or another. And all of that serves to work towards probably satisfying 50% of the approvability test right from the get-go. But additionally, still, we're going to have to show that the company, the new business in Hong Kong, has got sufficient funds in the bank account to finance it for 3 to 6 months, anticipating no commercial revenues in the establishment and startup phase. We're going to have to show that there's the potential for the creation of local jobs. We're going to have to show that it's going to be housed in business premises that are suitable for its operations. But ostensibly, if you've been successful overseas and you can show that track record and you believe that it's worth your while bringing all of your resources and all of your entrepreneurial experience and all of your skills to the Hong Kong market, and the essential approvable markers are found, then you're going to expect that the Immigration Department are going to approve that application. So you're definitely advantaged because you do have an existing, albeit modest, business in Europe, but you're definitely halfway up the ladder compared to if you were starting completely from scratch in Hong Kong.